This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here in The Drive. Coming up here in a few minutes, the bottom of the hour, our guy Brandon Scott joins us. We'll get his thoughts as the Texans have one more preseason game left. And I know he is somebody who is completely invested into the Houston Astros. I know he is watching them every night and living and dying with them, just like he did when they were in the golden era.
Holla at your boy.
I know he is. So, but we'll talk to him coming up here in the next 10 minutes or so. But, Clint, I did, man. Yiner had himself a big night last night. Two homers. Drove in another run late. What do you have, 10 total bases last night? I think his OPS jumped up 40 points last night. He had a big game. Here's your starting lineups today, guys. As the Astros are now in first place by a half a game. Pena leading off. Yordan Alvarez is the DH. Paredes is behind him. Altuve. Varsho had him a couple of hits, drove in some runs. He's in the lineup again. He's in there. Christian Walker behind him. Taylor Trammell. Cam Smith, big triple last night. And catching tonight, Christian Vasquez.
Who's catching?
Christian Vasquez.
Come on, Joe!
Listen, I don't know. I don't care where you play him. I mean, we got to ride that. We got to ride that Yiner Diaz train one more time at the bottom of the order. Somewhere. So we got to ride it. I don't care. All right. If Peter is so comfortable with him, then maybe today is the day. And I can't believe I'm saying it, but today's the day that maybe we give Yordan a night in left field. And maybe Yiner's the DH.
Is that my boy Ron?
I'm sorry. Anybody out of the top four gives you 10 total bases and multiple home runs in a game, they play the next day.
Yeah, you might want to think he's seeing it pretty well in that park. Yeah, I'm with you. This is an overthink.
Come on, Joe!
This is an overthink, boys. Once again, you would think that little meeting with Jim Crane yesterday maybe would have changed some of this. You'd think that maybe some of this would have left the building with Dana Brown, but clearly it didn't.
We got to change the plan. I don't care if this was the plan walking in to the start of this series. No, we got to change the plan here.
That ain't good enough.
Taylor's got to be a late game
scratch
replacement. I'm just saying he's got to be. We got a lead late game, best outfield out there. I believe whoever it is next year that's going to be the new general manager and manager. Like, to me, watching that game yesterday, Yiner Diaz has to stop becoming he can have a night guy. He's got to stop being a one-off guy. Like, they've got to figure out a way to get the best out of Yiner Diaz.
Yeah, I think you got a couple of those.
I think he's got to be a priority in figuring out, all right, what is the best thing? Now, I told you what I think. They didn't get his ass up out of that catcher spot. I know he threw somebody out yesterday at second base before the text line gets me. But they need to get his ass up out of there. Now, I don't know if he goes play first base, whatever. They need to get him from behind the plate, because if we're listening to what Jim Crane talked about yesterday when he was talking about his philosophy – and if he can still do things the way he's done things lately, which is, you know, hey, not giving out big, crazy free agent deals, not signing real long-term deals. And he responded with, I think we're watching some pretty good teams that don't have big payrolls have success. Something certainly we are studying very hard. That we do spend money. But like, if you're going to be this team, like, you got to make some of these guys work. And you got a guy who in 2023 hit over 280, 23 homers, OPS 846 in 104 games. Backed it up the next year, hitting 300, 16 homers, 84 RBIs in 148 games. Hell, last year, 256, 20 homers, 70 RBI. You've got, he should be the right-handed hitter with Yordan, to pair with Yordan. That's what we thought he was going to be, and they have got to figure out the best way to get that out of him because they're not paying people. They got 3 years of control of him. They got to figure that out. But now he can't even play after he hits two home runs.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I agree wholeheartedly with you. But you got guys that can't even just
lay down,
they can't wake up in New York and go, hey man, the kid's clearly seeing it well. He's clearly feels good at the plate. He's got a ton of confidence, man. Let's give him some more swings. Again, this you're not dealing with the Astro lineups of old you're pulling out. I mean, you're literally putting in. And look, Vasquez is fine. But to your point, we're really talking about Tremel, and we're talking about some of these other guys.
Anybody,
you could massage the lineup in a way that it doesn't take Vasquez out of the catcher position. I just don't get it. I hate this about Joe Espada.
You had to have 9 runs. Like, listen, I ain't gonna say. I mean, we all know that last night's not sustainable. You're gonna just keep falling down and giving up leads and having to fight back. They needed 9 runs. And he was a huge part of that.
Come on, Joe!
I'm just saying, this is asinine to me. Maybe some baseball people, no, that's not big of a deal. They had a game plan. No, this is crazy to me. He's got to play again today.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the other options. Not the other guys you're throwing up against the wall. He's got to get in the lineup today. Christian Walker, he could take a night off. Vasquez can take a night off.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're going to have to get it together. I don't care how much you want to throw it to him. It's not like you're going to go more than 5 anyway. I'm sorry, Pete.
Get off Big Pete, man.
He's been doing – I just –
Hold on, Joe.
The best thing we had all year long. What the hell wrong with you?
They got to figure out how to get the best out of this dude moving forward. That's got to be a priority for the general manager and manager.
Should be a priority for the next 30 games.
That too. But definitely – well, the Joe ain't going to be here.
They should have been involved in the meeting.
Well.
Here's what you got to do, Joe.
Joe ain't going to be here.
Cam and Yainer need to be in the lineup.
Wild to me. All right, B. Scott's going to join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the big move that the Texans made this week, getting in a viable replacement for Jaden Higgins. Get his thoughts on that. Who's in trouble? Who might be in trouble on this roster? Notable names that could be in trouble of not making this roster. And maybe he could tell us the next time Tank Dell will play. We'll do that coming up next.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.